has won cash and prizes totaling $4,275. Today, one of our contestants could win a large screen TV, a fur coat, a diamond necklace, or a trip to the Caribbean. And continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Nissan. And $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jill Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Well, if you're with us on our last show, we had a fine champion, Rocky Brown, over $55,000 in cash and prizes. But this gentleman came along and knocked him off, and we'd like to welcome him back. Curtis Warren. Hi, Curtis. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Jim.
$4,275 for the one show. Anyway, now, we were talking. You just got out of the service, yes?
That's right, Jim.
What are you going to be doing now?
Well, I'm in the transition now from being a military air traffic controller to being a civilian for the government air traffic controller.
Oh, that's a nerve-wracking job. You better be good at it, because I fly a lot, Curtis.
Well, I'll take care of you, Jim.
Okay. Good luck here again today. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Always nice to have an air traffic controller. Who did you bring it?
Okay, She Never Says Never. Originally from Newark, New Jersey, here is Laura Odom.
Hello, Laura.
And he has an app for other people's identities. Originally from the Bronx, New York, let's greet Ellis Levinson.
Hi there, Ellis. See a little labor some bargain, Summer? Thank you. Ellis, you have a knack for other people's identities?
Yes, ever since I was a little kid, I've been doing impressions of unusual people.
Oh, could you do one for us?
Well, my Saturday morning softball buddies like for me to do Ed Wynn while I'm playing second base, and I'm just so happy to be here on Sale of the Century, you know.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Laura, what's that mean? You never say never.
Oh, it's kind of difficult for me. I'm a super volunteer. I volunteer for a lot of different organizations, and my most gratifying time was with the 84 Olympics.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, you're doing good work there.
Thank you. So
keep on saying yes. Nice to have you here as
okay.
Well. $20 starts all three players off. Let's get into the match with this. This sexy sow had a long-time love affair with a frog named Kermit Curtis.
That's Miss Piggy.
That is indeed Miss Piggy, and $5 for the correct answer. Curtis goes to 25. Cars have them, trees have them, elephants have them. Curtis.
Those are trunks,
that's
Jim.
What they got in common. Trunks is exactly right. And Curtis with a $10 lead. In what Olympic sport would you do a figure eight? Curtis.
Ice skating.
Just beating everyone to the buzzer, and Curtis is right for three in a row. Complete this old saying, the more things change, Curtis.
The more things stay the same.
You got it, and you've got another five and a $20 lead. My goodness. Name the sweet yellow fluid bees make from the nectar, Curtis.
Honey.
Honey is exactly right, and what a strong segment for the champion. Five questions, five correct answers. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise, and Curtis, right away, you've got a big lead. $25 lead. Can we interest you in this?
Curtis, here's a special ingredient for your kitchen. Hamilton Beach Appliances, featuring a cordless Freedom knife with rechargeable batteries and moves anywhere. Also a continuous 6-speed food processor, furnished by Hamilton Beach Scoville. And it's normally priced at $311. But today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $6.
Over $300 worth of nice kitchen equipment. Do you do any cooking, Curtis?
No, not much. I leave that pretty much to my wife, but I guess I could really be a cut-up with that knife, though, huh, Jim?
Oh, well, that line alone, Curtis, is worth something. You've got a big lead, $25 lead. This would cost you $6. You'd still have a big $19 lead. But because of the cut-up line, I will throw in $200 in cash to buy... Okay, now we got a deal, yes. That's the way to do it. $311 there, $200 in cash. $511 cost you $6. We knock it off your score. Still a $19 lead. Ellis and Laura, come on, better get going. He's tough. Back with us. On what city street did you find a pair of TV cops played by Michael Douglas and Carl Curtis?
The streets of San Francisco.
And Carl Mold, and I was going to say, you're right, San Francisco it is. Back up at the $40 mark for the captain. What classic tale of a spider's life was spun, Curtis?
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web is nicely done. You are right. You amazing move now. Up to 49. Name the beautiful estate on the Potomac River, which was the Virginia home, Curtis.
Monticello.
Nope. of George Washington. That was Mount Vernon, and that cost you 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 44 as the champion loses 5. But he can make that up very quickly. Time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board. Players, buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an actor. Remember that. I am an actor born in Illinois in 1942. I was a TV cowboy, 1970. Laura?
Ronald Reagan?
No, no, incorrect. But he is grateful for your thinking it was him born in 1942. You don't lose any money. You stay at 20. You play for control of the board. But we'll clear it. Continue for the gentleman. In 1973, I portrayed a wise guy racer in the movie American Graffiti. Curtis?
Richard Dreyfuss?
No. A big break for Ellis. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. I flew a pirate starship in Star Wars. I was hung on the wall in The Empire Strikes Back. Remember, this is an actor. But they brought me my character back to life in Return of the Jedi to resume my romance with Princess Leia. During the past several years, I've starred in Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom, Witness, Ellis.
Harrison Ford.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I didn't want you to get confused with his character in the Star Wars series. It is indeed Harrison Ford. You had took advantage of it. Now, where's the $10 money card, Summer?
Behind the 5.
Right smack up the middle. Those lights are flashing. We're locked into your buzzer. If you can stop it on the $10, we'll add it to your score. Good luck.
Come on, 10.
We are right by it. What does he get behind number 2?
Shoes for walking in the woods or anywhere. Handcrafted shoes made with prime American leather linings and uppers. Furnished by Maine Woods.
$500 worth of shoes, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And, of course, all three players will be back as we get to the next segment right after this commercial time. Our champion sure got off and running. He's at 44. Laura and Ellis both at 20. We're back with us for 5. If your recipe calls for 1 tablespoon of flour, how many teaspoons would Curtis...
1.5?
No. You are going to let your wife use that stuff, right? No, it's 3. 3 is what it is. You lose 5, down to 39. If the song, nothing could be finer than to be Ellis.
In Carolina in the morning.
That's exactly right, and Ellis goes to 25. Yes. What 5-letter word describes a part of the eye and a student in the classroom? Curtis.
A pupil.
Pupil is exactly right. Curtis solves it, goes over to $40 mark again. Which of our wars began with the shot heard round, Curtis?
The Civil War.
No. Shot heard round the world was the American Revolution. Champions bouncing around back down to 39. But in all that bouncing, he is still in the lead, and again an instant bargain. Curtis, you're 39. Ellis in second place at 25. And again, the opportunity to buy this.
Curtis, turn your back on the sun and enjoy this great indoor tanning system. Suntana System Sunmate SB9, a European-style tanning system for the home. You may enjoy the luxury and beauty of a year-round tan. Furnished by Suntana Sun System. And it's normally priced at $795. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Well... Curtis, first of all, we are selling the suntan system. Now, $11 is what it would cost, and you would sell it. You'd have the lead. You'd have a $3 lead if you bought it. Are you interested in the suntanning equipment?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, do I look pale, guys?
Yes. They think you look pale. Would you look better if you had that suntanning equipment and... $400 in cash?
Ooh, I'll bet I'd look a lot better.
You'd still have the lead. You'd have a $3 lead. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Laura wanted to hit the buzzer for him.
Sure did.
Hanging on to that lead. Back with this. To breathe, humans have lungs. What do fish... Curtis?
Gills.
Gills is what they have. Curtis, again, over the $40 mark. What kitchen appliance operates within the range between infrared and shortwave, Curtis?
Microwave.
Microwave is exactly right. Nicely solved. And Curtis to 49. Of what country was Nehru the first prime minister? Ellis?
India.
India, the first prime minister of India. You're right. Ellis to 30. A person who suffers from a disorder called anorexia nervosa, Curtis?
They don't eat enough.
That's right. Finds it difficult to do what? Eat is what we wanted to hear. And you're over the $50 mark. Name the funny man whose TV roles have included a spy named Alexander Curtis.
Blank.
Alexander Scott and an obstetrician named Cliff Huxtable. That, of course, is Bill Cosby. And Curtis loses 5 on that. I think the quick buzzer cost him. Talking about Bill Cosby and commenting on his giant hit series, The Cosby Show, Cosby said, I got tired of seeing TV shows that consist of a car crash and a gunman. It was cheaper to do a new series than to throw out my family's TV sets. We'll be right back. champion Curtis Warren looking for a second crack at the winner's board. He's got the lead. It is Curtis at 49, Ellis at 30, and Laura at 20. Back to the fame game. We'll add another money card up there. Two of them to shoot for if you can get a famous thing. 100 years ago, I became the most popular social dance of the day. I developed from a German dance called the Weller and from the Ländler, an Austrian dance. I am still popular today. Ellis?
The Waltz?
The Waltz is right. Nicely solved. Well done. And again, Ellis gets control of that fame game board. Where's the $15 money card?
Behind the eight.
Well, you missed the money cards before. Can you do it this time? Good luck, Ellis.
Come on, 15.
Oh, went right by that 10. What does he get this time?
Some flatware. Michael C. Fina's silver plate flatware. 68 pieces in the contemporary deluxe drawer chest. Furnished by the Michael C. Fina Company.
That's very nice. $550 worth. And again, that is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And, of course, it didn't find those money cards. They'll stay up there. We'll add 25 a little later. Shortly before his death, Julius Caesar was warned to be... Ellis?
Beware the Ides of March.
Nicely anticipated. Ellis to 35, putting a little pressure on the champion. In 1881, a gunfight broke out in Tombstone...
The OK Corral?
In Tombstone, Arizona, near this famous corral. You are right. OK Corral it is. Champion is heard from over the $50 mark. In the early days of television, so many people bought TV sets just to see this crazy comedian.
Milton Berle?
You are right, Curtis, yes. He was given the nickname Mr. Television. Milton Berle it is. Curtis to 59. Well, Curtis, you've stretched the lead out a little bit again. Curtis, married man, yes? Oh, take a look at this.
Curtis, here's a fashion showstopper. This lovely fur. For the lady, a stylish, fluffy fur jacket with dolman sleeves from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. And it's normally priced at $1,000. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, beautiful coat. Lovely. Did your wife come down today to root for you or anything?
No, she had to work, Jim, but I know she'd love that coat.
And she would be surprised if you could bring that coat home for her. Do you know, $1,000 coat, $16, you would still have the lead. You would have an $800 lead. $8 lead. I'm getting... Well, listen. If I said $800, I'll stick to it.
Oh.
You buy the coat, and it costs you $16. And I'll give you $800. He will buy it. Enjoy that. Well, not, you got the coat and the money. We knocked the 16 off his score. He's got an $8 lead. And thank goodness that my tongue didn't slip to the tune of a couple of million. We'll be right back. With the champion doing some buying, that score is a lot closer. Curtis at 43, Ellis at 35, Laura at 20. We're back. He made headlines in 1960 when he threw a tantrum in the United Nations. Curtis.
Nikita Khrushchev.
You are right, Khrushchev it is, and Curtis at 48. On what beautiful Italian isle would you find the Blue Grotto? Curtis.
Corsica.
No. The Isle of Capri. And champion loses that five, back down to 43, still an $8 lead. He won an Academy Award for his portrayal of McMurphy, a sane man, Curtis.
Jack Nicholson.
In One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Nicely done. It is indeed Jack Nicholson. Curtis, back to 48. Third and final crack of the fame game. All three money cards will be up on the board as we look for a famous thing. When I was completed in England, I was the largest man-made object of my kind in the world. I weighed more than 46,000 tons. Ellis.
The London Bridge?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for control of that board, so you stay at 35. We'll clear it. Continue for Laura and Curtis. I was longer than 882 feet. I left my home. Laura?
Statue of Liberty?
No. Oh, what a break for the champion. Ooh. He's got the rest of the question to himself. I left my home port of Southampton in April 1912, bound for New York on my maiden voyage. My captain ignored warnings of icebergs, and a few days later, a bird saw a yes, Curtis.
The Titanic.
The Titanic, yes, indeed. Thank you for saving me reading the rest of it. Where's your $25 money card?
Behind the nine.
Well, you've got three of them to shoot for there. The lights are flashing. Good luck, Curtis.
Well, I don't know. Let's see here.
Yes, he hits up biggie. $25 money card added to the champion's score. And now we finish the game up with the speed round, and obviously it is Catch Curtis time. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Laura and Ellis both back in. Curtis at 73. Laura at 20. Ellis at 35. But a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. Name the capital of Texas. Laura, Curtis.
It's Austin.
Right. What is the first book of the Old Testament, Curtis?
Genesis.
Right. According to the Paul Simon hit, how many ways are they, Curtis?
There's 50 ways.
Right. What does a chronometer measure, Curtis?
Time.
Right. Name the famous cartoon character whose catchphrase is, "What's up, Doc?" Ellis.
Bugs Bunny.
Right. What is the capital city of Peru, Curtis?
Lima.
Right. In America, how many millions are there in a billion, Ellis?
1,000.
Right. By what name do most people know the disease rubella, Curtis?
Measles.
Right. Of what country is Bavaria a part, Curtis?
Germany.
Right. Which U.S. president was born with the name Leslie Lynch King, Ellis? What legendary island is known as the Lost Covenant, Curtis?
Antarctica.
Wrong. In what war was the devastating Battle of Guadalcanal, Curtis?
World War II.
Right. How many corners on a cube, Curtis?
16.
Wrong. Who wrote the Unfinished Symphony, Curtis?
Beethoven.
Wrong. Which American city was devastated in 1906 by her? Time is up.
San Francisco.
And Curtis has won it with a big lead. He got that big lead, kept right on rolling. Back to Curtis in a moment. Got a little wrapping up to do here. The Unfinished Symphony was written by Schubert. How many corners on a cube? 8 in a cube. And the legendary island known as the Lost Continent? Oh, I bet you know it's Atlantis. And the president born Leslie Lynch King became Gerald Ford. Yeah, and Ellis knew it as soon as time was up on that. And we accepted measles, but rubella specifically is German measles, and our judge had previously told me that we would accept just measles. And you're right, didn't get a chance to finish it. How many ways are there to leave your lover? There are 50 ways to leave your lover. Got to say goodbye and leave Ellis and Laura. Ellis, you did quite well, though, with the shoes, the flatware, with the cash in front of you. $1,090 in cash and prizes, so a profitable stay.
Thank you.
And Laura just couldn't get on track against those gentlemen there. Hope you had a good time with us.
Enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. Nice to have you with us. And Curtis Warren again joins me at the winner's board. Come on, Curtis. Well done. Congratulations. A good win that time. And now you're going to face 18 numbers up there on that winner's board. Somewhere on the board, there is a big screen television. There is a diamond necklace, very unusual, nice windsurfing you'll enjoy. And how about a trip for you and your wife? Jay will tell you about a trip to the Caribbean.
Shout yo-ho-ho and get ready to go to the fabulous Caribbean. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Miami. And there you'll be warmly welcomed aboard Cayman Airways as we fly you and a guest from Miami to Cayman Islands, furnished by Cayman Airways. You'll have a week stay at the charming Tiara Beach Hotel. You may enjoy tennis, water sports, or just explore the beaches. Furnished by Tiara Beach Hotel. And this prize is worth $2,097.
Well, that would be a nice second honeymoon, I think, for you and your wife.
Definitely.
It was up here on the board someplace. You know how we do it. You're going to try to make a match, and when you do, that prize is yours. Curtis, good luck and start picking.
Okay, my little girl's 11, so we'll try 11.
And that is a piano.
My wife plays a piano. Okay, let's try number one.
Number one. Do we have a match right off the bat? Well, there's the trip.
Okay.
Not a match.
Lucky 13.
Number 13. Looking for a match, windsurfer. Very nice prize.
Let's try number seven.
Number seven, ladies' fur. You already got one today.
Number 19.
Number 19, win card. Next thing is an automatic match. Curtis, good luck. The fingers are crossed. What is it going to be?
Number 3.
Number 3 for the win. Way to go, Curtis. How's it feel?
It feels terrific.
Isn't that nice? Did you close it up?
Absolutely.
I think that suits him.
All right.
Congratulations. Curtis Warren, the champ, has got himself a beautiful over. You come on in and congratulate him, Sam. I know you're sitting out there. Over 21, you want to do it so much. Congratulations. $21,000 automobile for the champion. He's got two great prizes now, and he's on a roll. We'll be back with this fine champion right after this commercial timeout. Isn't that beautiful? You almost fell in the hole there. That's
great. Unbelievable.
Beautiful stuff. Congratulations.
I need a car.
You need one?
Oh.
All champion Curtis Warren got himself that beautiful automobile. He said, that's it, I'm leaving. All the other contestants said, yay, good, because he's on a roll. Now he'll be back against two new challengers. And with that car, he's got $27,647 in cash and prizes. See you next time. Buck Taylor will set you.
Bye-bye.
Only hop in the car.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.